This audio presentation is the teaching of Pastor Alex Pacheco of New Hope East Hawaii. In his message titled Reaching Out, Pastor Aaron speaks on how we can represent God's hand well. We are the hand of God. Is God's hand reaching out? This message was recorded on Sunday, December 13th, 2015. Here now is Pastor Aaron.
Christmas is all about giving, and not just giving, but giving your very best, because that's what I did. That's what God did. He gave his very best, and that's what started Christmas all up. You know, now if you are working this Christmas, like me, I just want to encourage you, if you're finding it hard, or for any reason at all, you're finding it hard to get into the Christmas spirit this year, I just want to encourage you, change your mindset. Get back into the spirit and rejoice because, and remember that it's not about getting, but it's about giving and giving your very best. And if you're not working, then rejoice in that too. And enjoy your family and enjoy your friends and enjoy the season. But don't forget what Christmas is really all about. And I'm going to encourage all of us, like Pastor Scott had mentioned this morning, to partner with God this season in giving out his very best this Christmas. That's why last week Pastor Scott did a message on evangelism. And I'm going to expound on that today, as you can see, with a message on reaching out. And you may be thinking, what do these messages have to do with Christmas? Well, it has everything to do with Christmas. Because next week, Pastor Scott's going to give what I believe is the most important message of all eternity. It's called the greatest news, about the very best that God had to offer, the gift that started it all. Now, most of us have heard this story, and we hear it year after year, but this message isn't for us. It's for that person or people that God has placed on your hearts this year to reach out to this Christmas. The truth is that there are so many people in this world who don't know about the love of God like we do. And whether we like it or not, we make a difference for the kingdom of God more than we realize. In the way that we speak, in how we dress, the way that we welcome people, and yes, even the way we drive. The way we treat people speaks volumes to them about our God. Pastor Scott said something very simple, yet very, very profound last week. And I'm wondering if everybody caught it. I'm going to summarize it. He said this. He said, our actions, not our words, are important when it comes to evangelism. Again, the way we treat people speaks volumes to them about our God. You see, when God decides to touch a life, he doesn't use a spectacular light show or extravagant Hollywood advertising. What he does is he uses people. More specifically, he uses the people who have come to know his amazing grace and his undying love. People who have already received the greatest gift of all. You know who those people are, folks? They're you and I. Understand this, that if the only purpose that God had for you and I was when we received Jesus Christ, he would have swept us away right then and there into eternity, but he didn't. Instead, he left us here for a season. Why? So that we would be his hands, reaching out to a loveless, dying world. I said it before, and now hear it again. The truth is that we may be the only Jesus that someone ever meets. And if we don't reach out to them, who will? That's how vital it is when it comes to our lifestyles, the way that we choose to live and to act, because we are the living representation of the hand of the living God. And once we choose to identify with him, people will identify God by our lifestyles, the way, and that's just the way it is. Now, I'm not saying to you that we should take on this attitude of holier than thou. In fact, don't do that at all. Number one, because it's fake. And number two, because it's the wrong representation. You know what you do? You be you, reflecting Jesus. That's what you do. Because God's love and His grace towards us, because of God's love and His grace towards us, we should be the most thankful and joyful people in the universe. Amen? And thankful and joyful people live thankful and joyful lives. Remember that our God reached out to us and treated us well, better than we should ever deserve. And He's still doing it today. And that's what He's asking us to do, to represent His hand well. In Luke chapter 6, Jesus gives us this example. He says, "But I say to you who hear, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you and pray for those who spitefully use you. To him who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other also. And from him who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either. Give to everyone who asks of you, and from him who takes away your goods, do not ask them back. And just as you want men to do to you, you also do to them likewise. But if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. And if you lend to those from whom you hope to receive back, what credit is that to you? For even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much back. But love your enemies, do good, and lend, hoping for nothing in return, and your reward will be great. And you will be sons of the Most High, for He is kind to the unthankful and evil. Therefore, be merciful, just as your Father also is merciful." Who saw right now? I feel this one. Let me summarize this real quick, okay? Love the guy driving slow in front of you. You know, I know this is a tough one to swallow, but this is how the hand of God reaches out to the world. And think about it this way. That's the way that He reached out to you and I. And now He's asking us to be His hands. So this morning I'll be reaching out to you with three simple ways in which we can reach out to others in such a way that represents the hand of God well. First off, and catch this, the hand is really just an extension of the heart. Whatever happens here, or even here through your speaking, actually has to happen here first. And you can write that into number one. Reach with your heart. Reach with your heart. Now, I usually put all of the scriptures in your notes, but it's not the case today because I want to challenge you to have this one, the next scripture that I share, written on the tablet of your heart. Now, you can write down the address. The address is 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8. And those of you who have it memorized, you can say it with me. If you have it semi-memorized, do your best. But if you don't know it at all, then you got homework. And listen very well, because this one is very important. It goes like this. Love is patient, and love is kind. Does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it is not rude, it is not self-seeking. It's not easily angered, keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in the truth. It always hopes, it always trusts, it always protects, it always perseveres, and love never fails. Memorize that one. Write that one on the tablet of your heart, because that's what life comes down to. Life in Jesus Christ. Now, don't just memorize it, but live it. Because when we live love, we cannot fail. One of my mentors once told me, when I was at another church, he said this to me, "Aaron, if you're not feeling it today, or any day, and you come to work at church, I want you to fake love." And I looked at him and I said, Rob, you cannot fake love. And he said, exactly. You cannot fake love. See, when we choose to love, we cannot fail. Why? Because 1 John tells us that God is love. That's his heart. That's his DNA. The DNA that he placed inside of us that separates us from all of creation. So when we choose to reach with our hearts, to reach out to others in love, we cannot fail. And we represent God's hand to perfection. Jesus stated it like this in John chapter 13. He said, by this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. See, reaching out with the heart is the ultimate representation of the living God. And if we're not reaching with our hearts, then what are we reaching with? We'll be reaching with our heads, with our thinking, which will fail many, many times. Because knowledge and law cannot save anyone. If it could, then Jesus wouldn't have had to die on the cross. He would never have had to be born. The Pharisees would have been able to do the job, but it can't. We are called not to try to argue or the kingdom or to woo anybody by knowledge. That doesn't work. We're called to reach out through patience and kindness, to live before people in humility and righteousness. Now, I didn't say self-righteousness, okay? I said righteousness, God-honoring righteousness. You know the difference between the two, right? Self-righteousness is, I'm better than you because I know God. God-honoring righteousness is, I'm righteous because I love God and I love you. We're called to reach out by not getting quickly angered or condemning, but rejoicing when people get it right, to look out for their well-being no matter what, to trust and hope for God's very best for them no matter what, and to never give up on people. That's what reaching out with the heart means. That's what representing God's hand well is all about. 1 John 4, 7 says, dear friends, let us continue to love one another, for love comes from God. Anyone who loves is a child of God and knows God. But anyone who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In representing God's hand, first and foremost, reach with your heart. In fact, I'll say it like this. Reach with your heart, or don't reach at all. We need to reach with the very best of our beings. Why? Because we'll be reaching out for God's very best, his most prized creation. We'll be reaching out for his own children, the one who don't know him as daddy. And with that, you can enter this into number two. Reach for the stars. Reach for the stars. And I know I gotta give a little explanation to this one, explain it a little better, because we can easily read into this as reach out to those who we deem as stars, the talented, the beautiful, the successful. But that's not what I'm getting at. Look at this scripture with me. Ephesians 4 says, be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There's one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. What I want everybody to catch here is that everyone, big or small, rich or poor, talented or not, belongs to God. He's the daddy of all. And if God is the King of Kings, like we say that he is, then that makes everybody, and I mean everybody, a prince or a princess. That's how we should treat people. Treat them like royalty, regardless of how they act or who they think they are. Reason why people don't act like royalty is that they either don't know God or they've forgotten who daddy is. If you've heard me say this before, But the reason why some people act like dirt and treat others like dirt is because that's half of what we're made of. Of course, that's the way lesser half. But that's all some people can see because they don't know the Maker. But we know better, don't we? We know better. We know about the other half. And if you don't know, then listen carefully because I'm going to tell you right now. The other half of our makeup is God's breath, His DNA, what He put in us from the beginning of time. You know what that's called in Hawaiian? Aloha, the breath from above. And now you know. So you have no excuse to ever treat another human being like dirt again. Wives, turn to your husband and say, "You heard that?" Husbands, turn to your wife and say, "Then no, act like dirt." No, don't say that. Just say, "Yes, dear." Every person is a child of the King, carrying inside them his own DNA. That's why when we talk to people, regardless of how they talk to us, do so with dignity and respect. The way we treat people, treat them like you would a dignitary. No better, no worse. And when they do something foolish and dirt will, instead of being condemning or getting upset with something that's already passed, show them the heart of the King. Now, one of the things I've purposed to do for a very long time now in my language is to call every man sir and every woman ma'am. One of my good friends now, when I first met him, I was up at the big church, and in the middle of service, he came up to me, and I could see that he was struggling with something really bad. I could tell he was crying, and he asked me if he could sit down and talk sorry with me. So we went into my office, and we sat down, and the first thing I told him was, "How can I help you, sir?" You know what he said to me? He said, "If you know who I am and what I've done, you wouldn't call me sir." And I sat there for a moment, and I thought of that, and he said it through pain. And I looked at him, and I just put my hand on his shoulder, and I told him, "I don't know what you've done, but I know who you are. And you're a child of the King. And that's why I call you sir. And that's why I call people sir and ma'am, regardless of who they are or what they do, because they are children of the King." Now, if we can accomplish this in our lives, to treat people like the royalty that they are every day, every time we get to work, every time we go shopping, every time we get behind the wheel, we'll reach out to hundreds of unloved people right here in Hilo. In a way that represents God's hand well. In Philippians 2, the Apostle Paul reminds us, don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others better than yourselves. Don't look out only for your interests, but take an interest in others too. Which leads us right into number 3. As we reach with our hearts, as we reach for the stars, reach out to serve. Reach out to serve. Because we can approach this, reaching out to people, with every good intention, but you know that good intentions don't lead anywhere. The bottom line is that God's hand is active. It's active. And if we are to be His hands, then we got to be more than talk. We need to take action and serve. Continuing on in Philippians 2, it says, in your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Jesus Christ, Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking on the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. So what does that mean, Pastor Aaron? I got to die to prove that I'm God's hand in action. Yes and no. Let me cover the no first. Physically die? No. Or not necessarily. Unless, of course, God is directly asking you to do that. And make sure that it is, okay? By all means, if he's asking you to do that, you listen to God. But the last time I checked, each one of us is more useful to God alive. See, the hand don't work if the heart not beating. But spiritually and selflessly, yes, we gotta die when we reach out to serve. Because serving others will take up our valuable time. It'll take our energy. Sometimes it'll even take our resources. So often we reach out like this, looking for what we can get out of it. That's how the world reaches out. It's not the way that God reaches out. You see, God reaches out like this. He reaches out looking to lift somebody up. God's hand reaches out to serve. And yes, it requires the laying down of life. John 15:13, Jesus says, greater love has no one than this, than to lay down his life for his friends. Now down at the bottom of your page, on your notes, there are three questions. And I'm giving that to you as homework. Okay? Now there's only two ways to fail this quiz. The first way is if you answer untruthfully, of course. Second way is if you answer truthfully, don't like the answer that you get, and don't do anything about it. I'm going to ask you, encourage you, pass this quiz. Listen to these questions. How do people feel about Jesus after they've met me? How do people feel about themselves after I've interacted with them? And then number three, what have I done towards someone else in the last 24 hours to show them the true heart of my God? Okay? You have your homework. Answer truthfully. And if you get an answer you don't like, there's nothing wrong with that. It would be wrong only if you don't do anything about it. Amen? You know, last week, I think at the end of the service, and if you did not hear his story at the end of Pastor Scott's message, then you got to go and listen to it online, okay? But he went and he took care of some people who were at the gas pump. Great story. And I thought, man, he set me up well for this message. Because it was the epitome of God's hand at work. Not through words, not through preaching a message, but through action and through love. And I thought, oh boy, I'm so glad that I get to be associated with him and I get to work and serve under him. It's the kind of man I want to be. Well, that night I went home and I was looking on my phone. I came across this story. It was on Hawaii News Now. And it said, All Points Bulletin. Home invasion and robbery, Kaloli. Getaway vehicle described as a beaten up old truck. No other description provided. Truck was said to hold five people, three unidentified males, two unidentified females. Truck was last seen at a nearby gas station, assisted by an accomplice pumping gas. Accomplice was described as a handsome oriental man about 5'3". Any information leading to the arrest of these perpetrators will be greatly appreciated. Please call HPD. Just kidding about that one. I had to do that. But seriously, when he did tell that story, I thought, man, so awesome. The hand of God at work right there. And that's what he's asking us to do this Christmas. See, again, next week, Pastor Scott's going to share the greatest message of all, the one that impacts eternity like you can never see or imagine. But if people don't hear it, then they miss out. This year, God's put somebody on your heart to reach out to. Not to preach a message, not to force them to come, but to reach out with the heart and just love them into the kingdom of God. That's what we get to do. That's how we get to partner with God. That's how we get to partner with our church. That's how we get to partner with eternity. Amen? I'll leave you with this final thought before you put away your notes. Actually, one thought, one question. And the thought is, I'm the hand of my God. Is God's hand reaching out? Amen. Jaywin?
You've been listening to Pastor Aaron Pacheco of New Hope Christian Fellowship East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16-675 Milo Street, Kau, Hawaii. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.